From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and the Afghan government have asked the Taliban to return to peace talks. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Kabul Saturday for talks with Afghan officials. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, Kerry said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the suffering of the Afghan people. After leaving Kabul, the secretary flew to Japan to start an Asian tour. The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, the United States, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and China, has been trying to get peace talks moving. However, the Taliban refused to take part in any of the most recent efforts, including one last month. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won the Wyoming Democratic caucus Saturday, the last nominating contest before the delegate-rich New York primary. The win was Sanders' 8th out of 9 nominating contests, including one for Democrats overseas. The Vermont senator said his recent successes show his campaign has momentum after early losses.
No question in my mind that we have the momentum. Some of the polls out there are reflecting that momentum. A few weeks ago, we were 20, 30 points behind. Last significant poll that I saw had us 10 points behind.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton currently has more than half of the 2,383 delegates needed to win the nomination. Just 14 Democratic delegates were up for grabs in Wyoming, fewer than any other state. The next primary for the Democrats and their Republican rivals is April 19th in New York. For the Democrats, 247 delegates are at stake. The Republicans will vie for 95. This is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors charged 4 more suspects Saturday, linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels last month that killed 32 people. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said that his government and security forces will be continually vigilant, even with the new arrests.
But we all know very well that we have to stay very alert and that we have to be very careful. That is why we are taking the needed measures. I can only repeat that at this very moment, a lot of military and police people are on the ground to maintain our level of security.
Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attacks suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted he was the man in the hat that was seen with 2 suicide bombers at Brussels Airport March 22nd. A Belgian of Moroccan descent, Abrini is suspected to be linked with the Paris and the Brussels attacks. Despite multiple arrests in connection with both attacks, Belgium's capital remains under the second highest terror alert because of the likelihood of another attack. Protesters in London Saturday called on British Prime Minister David Cameron to resign after his family's financial affairs were included in the so-called Panama Papers. Gathered on Downing Street, where the Prime Minister's residence is located, protesters held signs that read, "Time to go, chum," and "Defy Tory rule," and chanted, "What do we want? Cameron out and get the Tories out." Abby Wilkinson is a protest leader.
But it's not about David Cameron the man. It's about he is the Prime Minister, and his job is to close the loopholes and stop it happening. He's not just an ordinary citizen, he's got the power, and he's using it the wrong way.
Speaking at his Conservative Party Spring Forum early Saturday, Cameron said he should have handled scrutiny of his family's tax arrangements better, and he promised to learn the lessons. Greece's deputy foreign minister says the EU-Turkey repatriation program needs some improvements, but he is confident the program will be streamlined quickly. Nikos Zidakis made the statement after a visit by ministers from France, Italy, the Netherlands, and other EU countries to a migrant reception center in Athens. Early Saturday, 5 migrants, 4 women and 1 child, drowned when their boat capsized off the coast of the Greek island of Samos. And The Economist and Time have joined the ranks of foreign news websites that are blocked in mainland China. The censorship was likely triggered by the magazine's recent cover articles critical of Chinese President Xi Jinping. China has blocked numerous international websites, including VOA, The New York Times, The Independent, and Bloomberg. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.